Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special Swiss. And based on the Torah, Rabbeinu Ravina, the Rosh Yeshiva, from Zetzal. It says in the Torah, Zachar Sam Shabbos Lakacho, Zachreo Bikinsasa, Zachreo Bikinsasa. You should remember Shabbos, you should remember Shabbos when it comes in, you should remember Shabbos when it goes out, Kiddush with Havdalah. So we have to explain, what is the Hagdolah of Havdalah? Kiddush is Havdalah. Im davar mekudash, hakavana shehu mufrash mechaveru. If something is mekudash, what that means is, it's mufrash mechaveru, that it's separate from something else. In other words, if we talk about Kaddish Yisrael, it means the Jewish people are Mufdalim Me'umas Ha'olam. And if we already did a nice of Havdalah Ben Kaddish L'chol through Kiddush B'Knisasa, Mamoy Sifa Havdalah B'Yitziyasa. What are we adding when we make Havdalah when Shabbos goes out? We already were Mavdil Shabbos when it came in. Shah Kiddush and Havdalah are just two sides of one coin. Like Harayat Mekudeshesli is the same as a surah ata kule alma kehekdesh. Your mekudesh is to me. It's the same as saying the other side of the coin. You're holy to me, you're set aside to me, you're sanctified to me. What a man says to a woman under the chuppah is the same as saying that you're usher to everybody else. Not only that, but Havdalah is different b'kedushas hazman mishar kol havdalas kulam. It's different than the other Havdalahs because b'kedushas b'chor behemah l'mashal, that and the behemoth mekudesh is mei eleha, and the kiddush is not teller in what we say. Nevertheless, we have a mitzvah to be mekadesh the b'choros of kiddush Shabbos. Shabbos comes by itself, so the amira of kiddush does not activate any kiddush din or any creation of a situation that was not in existence even without the kiddush. Shabbos is going to be holy with or without us. When we're mavdil Shabbos, There's an explicit din that we're not allowed to do malacha until we say Havdalah. If alakos, if we say hamavdil, bracha mavdil, bracha l'chol, or we say atachan antana, we have to do some type of Havdalah. In other words, Havdalah is not just l'shem kiyum mitzvah, but l'maisa Havdalah is poya l'chidush b'yitzilas matzah. It creates a new situation, a transition from kodesh l'chol. And if so, from these two bechinos, we recognize that Havdalah requires a special hagdora, and it's not stam amira lahavdil hakodesh min hachol. Just like kiddush is mavdil hachol min hakodesh. In other words, Havdalah is unique. Havdalah is creating a new situation. It's not merely a mitzvah, but rather it is creating a new situation whereby it is no longer Shabbos. So what is the exact definition of Havdalah? Not only that, but in the Nusach of Havdalah, the Yikar is, in the words Ben Kodesh L'chol, more than Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Tzmi HaMaase, that without Ben Kodesh L'chol, you haven't been Yotze Havdalah. And that requires explanation. The whole idea of Havdalah is to separate Shabbos from not Shabbos. So why is Ben Kodesh L'chol more important than Ben Yom HaShvi L'Sheish Tzmi HaMaase? So we will explain here a Yisod B'Kedushas Hazmanim. And the Sefer, one of the Gedolei Mefarshim, he asked a very good question. Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos is L'Nesham Parim Sfaseinu, that our lips are mashlim the carbon. In other words, we can't bring the carbon. So instead we say Musaf, which is Mid'oiraisa. We call Makom B'Secha Tfilah, we say Me'angeha Le'olam Kavod Yinchalu. Those who are Me'aneg Shabbos will inherit Kavod. Now, Oineg Shabbos is not Do'iraisa. Oineg Shabbos is only Midivrei Sofrim Shenis Parshu Ayideh Anavim. The Karasa L'Shabbos Oineg. So the Do'iris, they were Mekayim the Musaf without the Seilof of Oineg. And the Tfilas Musaf, which is coming, the Mako Imchiv Dairaisa Shal Musaf, What do we have to bring this inyan of oinen? What's oinen, which is only the rabbanim, the Divrei Kabbalah, doing in musaf? So we'll explain our words based on the halachic yisod of Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, even though the halacha is not nogas le'etzem hadiburim, but rather just to illustrate, to clarify. The Rosh brings in the name of the Maharam in Rutenberg that the din of pikuach nefesh b'chol ha-mitzvahs is a din of dechuya, whereas in relationship to Shabbos, pikuach nefesh is hutra. In other words, in other mitzvahs it's just pushed away, but it's not completely permitted. Whereas when it comes to Shabbos, pikuach nefesh, doing malach in a case of pikuach nefesh is completely permitted. And the inyan is built on the foundation of a yalfusav, pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos, from the pasuk of Kodesh Yilachem. The Chazal darshan on this, that Shabbos misurim biyedchem, vein atem misurim biyodah. Shabbos is given over in your hands, and you are not given over into Shabbos's hands. In the Mela, pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos, Kodesh Yilachem, it's in your hands. Another day, that we learn this klal from the pasuk of v'chai v'hem, v'loi sheyomus v'hem. Live by them and not die by them, Meli Machal Shabbos, in order to save a life. On the first day comes a pircha that if the makor is kodesh yilachem, so that's not enough to be mechamat yachil Shabbos in the case of sofek pikuach nefesh. Sofek pikuach nefesh now. Only if it's vada pikuach nefesh, not sofek pikuach nefesh. But the makor is v'chai b'hem, and even go if and shall sofek, you have to make sure that we stay alive. So v'chai b'hem lo sheyam v'hem. Make sure that you stay alive, you makom safik. So on that comes the Maril Diskin, and he explains that the first day of the makom of Kodesh Yilachem is not completely pushed away. And in an instance where we're talking about vadai pikuach nefesh, we still have this klal of Kodesh Yilachem, shehinim seres biyetchem, veinatem misarim biyad. And therefore, we can learn from here that Shabbos is hutra. Masha'en kein b'sha'ara mitzvahs, so Shabbos is given over into your hand, which is a case of hutra, that's completely permitted. Shabbos is given over to your hand. That teaches us hutra. In the Mela, even though there is a case where it doesn't apply, i.e. in the case of suffix, but in general we say Shabbos is hutra, so pikuach nefesh. Nevertheless, we have to explain now why be'emes b'chol ha-mitzvahs the din bikuach nefesh is only tchuya, whereas by Shabbos it is hutra. Again, this is the Rosh in the name of Rami Rutenberg. The bikuach nefesh is only tchuya, by other mitzvahs, whereas by Shabbos it's completely mutter. And also mehechi teisi, the nimser b'yedchem is only referring to life, and not yisurim in other cases. Maybe they're also going to be mechal Shabbos. You know, you can't. So first we'll say the sentence, and then we'll expand. B'chol ha-Torah kula, there's a stira between Kedusha and Lachem. Hekdesh, Kedusha, is a surah Lachem, is forbidden to you. And only on Shabbos there's a matzav of Kodesh, Hi, Lachem. The Kedusha is Lachem. And therefore, Pikuach Nefesh b'Shabbos is Hutra and not Dechuya, because the Kedusha is Lachem. It's Nimseres Lachem. Normally there's a stira between Kedusha and Lachem, but not by Shabbos. Shabbos, the Kedusha, is Lachem. And therefore, Pikuach Nefesh is Matir Chil Shabbos. He Nimseres B'yetchem. So that's the sentence. Now we'll explain. It's known that Schar Mitzvah, the High Alma, like there's no Schar Mitzvah in this world, hayom la'asosam, today you act, and tomorrow you get the schar. But there's no mitzvah that is so muchach misercho that the schar is ba'olam hazeh, except for one mitzvah. Ein lecha mitzvah sh'tiyah muchach mitocha, sh'schara hi lo ba'olam hazeh. There's no mitzvah that's muchach misercho, you see from the mitzvah, that the schar is not in this world, except for one mitzvah, where you see the hakara, that we have this clear recognition that there is no payment for this mitzvah in this world. This mitzvah is mitzvah's kiddush Hashem v'yehareg v'al yavor shrei b'mikra kazeh v'shem kiyum ha-mitzvah harei moser ha-adam et nafsho ha-moser et kol ha-hai alma. In kiddush Hashem one has to die first, so therefore it's clear that the mitzvah is going to be in the next world, not in this world, because in this world he's dead. is another mitzvah that's fakert. You hear the echoes of this schar mitzvah even in unser Welt, even in our world. And that is the mitzvah of Shabbos. Me'ein elam haba v'yoyim shekulei Shabbos. Yoyim shekulei toiv. In other words, your binene, Shabbos now, like Rav Adari used to say, shagrirut shel olam haba ve'olam hazeh. It is the embassy of Olam Haba and Olam Hazeh. So you're tasting Olam Haba on Shabbos. That's a shtickel schar mitzvah, the high alma, a little bit of schar mitzvah in this world. So, and the day that the schar is b'chinas hayoyim hazeh, there can't be a din of mesiris nefesh. And say that, all right, Shabbos is so important, one has to die for it. No. Because on Shabbos, we're supposed to experience schar, and therefore one can't die. Because this is the time of schar. How can dying be schar? And therefore, Shabbos is unique in that pikuach nefesh is not your malacha, and it's not doicha. You've seen him seres b'yedcha. It's olam haschar. It's given to you now. You're getting the schar ready now. So now we can be miyashiv the kasha of that gadol on mentioning oineg in the matbeah tefillah of Musaf. And that is that we have to know that the oineg that's mentioned there is from kodesh hilachem. And the b'china, the aspect of lachem, definitely includes the schar of Yom HaShabbos, like we explained. And that aspect of Shabbos is definitely mide oiraisa. Because only the takanos of oineg b'macha v'chule, ki takanos pratios, hein mide rabbona. Aval etzem ha'inyan shel lachem, shumein olam haschar, v'vaday b'deoraita. Of course, eating and drinking on Shabbos, those types of onegs, those specific takanas of oneg, are only rabbinic, they're only from the Nevi'im, but the etzem inyan of lachem, that Shabbos is me'ein olam haschar, the concept of Shabbos being the day of just sitting and enjoying the Shechina, is definitely midoy raisa, because Shabbos itself includes the schar of Yom Shekulei Shabbos. And therefore, in Matbeah of Tefillah of Musaf, which is Doraisa, we mention the Oineg because the concept of Oineg and Shabbos, the specific Takanas and Midrabanan, and Midrei Kabbalah, but the Etzem Musaf, the very fundamental concept of Oineg and Shabbos, is Bevadi Midrais, and therefore it's relevant to Musaf, which is also Doraisa. And based on this, we can understand the Yisod and the Chiddush of Kedushas Hazmanim in contrast to other Kedushas. But other Kedushas, they don't have a Bittul to those that are not holy. In other words, a behema kedosha, it's not a bittul to the other behemas that are not holy. Eretz Yisrael as a place is not a bittul to other places in the world, but Kedushas Hazmanim includes in it the bittul to that essence of time which is chobin. Zeh olam haschar and the olam ha'avoda are counting the sasri. An inherent contradiction, the world of schar and the world of avreda. Hayoyim la'asaisam oylam ha'chol, u'machal lekabel scharam oylam ha'kedusha. So oylam ha'kedusha is a bittul to the oylam ha'chol. Shabbos is the only mitzvah where we see, where it's reflected from this mitzvah, the concept, the notion, the character of machar, of the future, and schar. So me'mela, within Shabbos, we have the bittul, we have the stira, the essence of the weekday. Shabbos is tchila l'mikroi kodesh. And the mele, this klal is noy b'chol amoid, and the shtickle bittul of the other zmanim, in contrast, when in conflict with Shabbos and Yom, to Shabbos and Mevatel, the days of chol. And the mele, the yitzias Shabbos, we need a special ma'isiv havdolah as a hafsok, as a stoppage of bittul hachol. Until now, we were a mevatel the chol. Now that has to be stopped. And it's not an automatic havdalah that the chol comes in, because chol has been mevatel. Now we need to bring it back. because the inyan of Havdalah, of Motzei Shabbos and Yom Tov, is not just the second side, it's not just the other side of the coin of Kiddush. For that we wouldn't need Havdalah if it's just repeating the Kiddush. But rather, Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos is a Maisa B'Yadayim. It's an active utterance, an action to stop the bittul, the nullification of the chol. And this is miyuchad lemoadim shvashrak b'kedushatam. Only in the kedusha of the moadim we have the bittul of the non-holy times. Because again, it's tardi d'sasli, it's an inherent contradiction. The kedusha of Shabbos and the male of the other moadim, which come from the kedusha of Shabbos, which is true in the Kodesh Kodesh, and the weekday, because the weekday is this world. The weekday is not the time of schar. Shabbos is not the time of schar. By Behemoth, we don't have this. We're never, have we ever heard that we have to be mavdil on a Behemoth Kedosha B'Shah Zvigas Adam? Say, oh, now it's Mutra Lahedjot, and now it doesn't have Kedusha. No, we haven't. Because the Kedusha's HaBehemoth is not a bittel on Behemoth She'en and Mekudosh. And because of this, the emphasis on Behem Kodesh L'chol, that for the sake of the nullifying, the stoppage, we require a Havdalah that is going to create a new situation of Chol. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a Matzav of Chol. Because again, we're in Mevatel Chol. Shabbos is Mevatel Chol. Mela, we need to do a Maisa of stoppage of Afsaka in order to bring the Chol back. A person who properly absorbed within himself the holy lights of Shabbos and Moed feels in his heart in a very, very strong way the special elevation of himself over the banalities of this world. And be'etzem unach kan ha'chomer v'atzlil v'isur mechin l'chol. Now we understand what it means in order to prepare on Shabbos for the weekday. Not because the malacha, what you're doing, is preparing for the future, rather because it's pashut, impossible. At the time of Hashras Kedushas HaMoed, Shabbos, the Yosek and the Cheshbon of the future, of the weekday. Because there is no weekday, right? It's forever. That's what it says in Rashi. Menuchas Margoya v'lo Menuchas Aroy. So, the Avni Nezer explains famously that Shabbos is forever. And just the Motzei Shabbos comes, and you have to do a Maisa Bittel to Shabbos. Otherwise, Shabbos will just keep going forever. It's in the Vata of the Chol. So you have to do a Maisa stoppage in order to bring the Chol back. So we have Kacheo B'Kinsaso, Kacheo B'Sieso, not as two sides of one coin, but two separate ideas, two separate concepts. One sanctifying the Shabbos, which would be sanctified even if we weren't going to sanctify it. The other is Havdalah, because otherwise Shabbos would go on forever. We need a Maisa stoppage because we need Vata, this man of the Chol. So it's possible, of course, to expand on this idea, but then we'd miss out on the Iker point. So Baruch Hashem, we have the Iker point, and Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will hopefully talk about this more in the future. I thank you so much for listening. It was amazing. Shalom, shalom.